Now an hours-long siege near the Spanish embassy in the Afghan capital, Kabul, has ended with all assailants killed. Four Afghan policemen plus a Spanish officer were also killed during the attack launched by Taliban militants. Armed siege of a diplomatic guest house in the area began Friday evening with a powerful car bomb. Soon a gun battle flared up when special forces got involved. The brazen raid follows a deadly siege of the Kandahar airport claimed by the Taliban. High security complex is home to both Afghan and foreign forces. And now we're joined out of Kabul by Fayez Khorshid, Press TV correspondent. Fayez, a harrowing nightmare for civilians at the Kandahar airport, and now on its heels, we have this siege near the Spanish embassy. What can you add to the story?
Well, the gunfight lasted until early hours of Saturday, but now the siege is over. And the police chief of Kabul has announced at the scene that it lasted for so long because over 40 people, both Afghan and foreign nationals, were trapped inside the guest house. And now all the terrorists have been gunned down by Afghan security forces, and the search operation for any other terrorist continues. But we understand that two Spain nationals, five Afghan cops, and one civilian have been killed. And several others have been wounded, and they have been taken last night to the nearby medical facilities. And gunfiring explosions were hurled all night here in Kabul, and it's the heavily protected site of Kabul that has been attacked by the Taliban insurgents. And the Taliban spokesperson last night announced on his Twitter page that the guest house was their main target. This guest house was frequently used by Afghans and also by foreign nationals, and this is not the first time that such a place has been targeted. Foreign guest houses that are used by foreign nationals remain prime targets for the Taliban militants. But this latest attack came hours after President Ashraf Ghani announced in his heavily guarded presidential palace that peace talks with the Taliban would resume in coming weeks. And now many here in Kabul believe that the attack in this city was a kind of message for President Ashraf Ghani. The Taliban are not going to give up the fight against his government.
And Fayez, are we about to see another offensive by the Taliban? Are the Taliban attacks seem to be escalating now?
Well, as we speak, several Afghan-led operations continue against the Taliban and other terrorist groups in different parts of this country, particularly in the south and eastern parts of Afghanistan on the border with Pakistan, because the Afghan government is saying that terrorists are not inside the Afghan villages. They are in the Pakistani territory, and they cross the border, come to Afghanistan, and attack Afghan security forces. Now, Afghan security forces are fighting the Taliban on their own, so they also remain prime targets for the Taliban insurgents. So more attacks should be expected because of political problems between the two countries.
Thank you, Fayez. That's Fayez Khorshid, Press TV correspondent, joining us out of Kabul.